We're so glad to sort of see a bit of touches in Singapore in the first episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier. Singaporeans are massive Marvel fans, so we'll grab whatever we can get to be part of your universe.
Great, we gotta get more in there then.
Chili crab.
We gotta get chili crab into the Falcon and Winter Soldier, right?
Yeah.
Hello, Singapore.
Hey guys, how are you? How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Congratulations on the show. Tell me, how much of Singapore do you guys miss and what do you remember of it?
Chili crab.
Oh man, being up there on that rooftop and that view. And also just being at that mall, that was maybe the loudest place I've ever been. Fans there and that reception was absolutely crazy.
I remember like watching you guys on screen from the first time. Can you tell me that whether that has changed in the way you guys work with each other?
Well, the biggest problem is Sebastian had to have a bigger trailer and he's always late to set. And he has like his own makeup person that can only do his makeup in his trailer. He has his own catering. That's the biggest problem. Other than that, everything's the same.
Is that amplified now that he is the leading man?
100%. He's taken Tom Holland's place.
No, I was going to say, I think you're confused. You're either on the movie set of Doctor Strange or on Spider-Man. because that's not my world. Or if so, someone's doing a really good job impersonating.
Now, I asked you in Singapore back in the day, what was the one burning question you wanted to ask each other after doing countless and countless of junkets? I don't know whether you remember what you said to each other, so here's a little refresher.
Why aren't you looking at me as much in these interviews? I keep talking. Every time I look at you, you just keep looking forward.
I can't look at you, man. You stay on your side of the room. I stay on my side of the room.
Did I say that? He looks at me a lot these days. Yeah, it's kind of gone the opposite direction, actually. But what did he ask?
My question is, do you feel sexier with or without the metal arm?
All of Singapore, by the way, thanked you, Anthony, for asking that question.
Yeah, because, you know, the arm, that's what makes him him. That's the sexiness of the character. To see that metal gyrating piece of super hero-ness run those fingers through that hair, hey man, that shut it down.
Oh god.
So who would like to start? Mr. Barnes, why does Sam aggravate you?
15 seconds to drop.
So what's our plan?
Great. I love about it is that it's steeped in a lot of realism. And I know that with going into the next phase, it seems like, especially with WandaVision, which I love, there's a lot of supernatural going on.
I always felt the Captain America storyline was always the most familiar in a lot of ways. They're both regular guys in a sense, right? Like nobody here is a god, right? With tremendous superpowers. I mean, they have a past that's grounded in their experience with war as soldiers and stuff. There's a lot of real human issues here, you know, but that's what's good about it. I think that's what sets us apart.
What have you learned that you haven't learned about each other working on the movies compared to working on this one?
I would say patience and trust. You know, we're in a position now where we respect and admire so much that I can look to Sebastian for ideas, notes, direction even at times, you know, he'll give me an honest opinion. So I think the patience and the trust of it all is, I think, what makes the bromance work so well, because we'll let each other go as far as we want to go.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, in better post-COVID times, please come back to Singapore, you guys.
With burning questions.
We're definitely coming.
See you in Singapore, or will I say Mandrapur?
Ooh, same place, same place.
See, that wasn't so hard.
Are you ready? Hey. Is you ready? Ready?
Okay.
You say you ready.
What are you doing?
Whole squad ready. Ready?
Are you having a staring contest?
Huh? Are you ready? Ready? Is you ready?
Just blink, sweet Jesus. I mean, how old are you?